Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim with Walker and Chris Woodward now joins us.
Good morning.
How you doing, Brother Chris?
I'm doing well, staying healthy.
Good.
And
are you COVID-19 free, Chris?
As far as I know.
As far as you know, that's comforting for Walker and
yes,
me.
Yes, I'm also being checked for my cognitive abilities on a regular basis.
Many times?
Well, I mean, the jury is still out as to whether I'm truly nuts, but... it's an arbitrary term.
Brent, did you get your facts wrong last half hour? Brent Creeley, our producer.
Yes, and doing more research on the lion, dog face, pony soldier there. Yeah. When he first said that to the college girl, they went and asked his spokesperson. His spokesperson said it came from a John Wayne film. However, there is no proof that it came from John Wayne film. So the jury's still out on that
one. Okay, so... Well, now, yesterday, Joe Biden called the Fox reporter a, quote, lying dog face. And they called the young lady at the event.
Lying dog face, pony soldier.
Okay, is that a movie, Pony Soldier?
Now, there is a movie, 1952 Western, called Pony Soldier. But it's reportedly the line in which a chief Indian says the pony soldier speaks with a tongue of the snake that rattles. So, nothing about a pony... soldier.
So this may be original with Joe Biden.
Maybe. May just
if it is, that's pretty impressive.
He just spit out some words and out came lion dog face pony soldier.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow. I will say this. We all know there's a double standard that's just there for everybody to see every day. Imagine had President Trump called a 20-year-old girl who was asking him a question at a event, if he said to her, you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. Now, how long would the press stay on that?
Oh, weeks.
Weeks or months.
They would still go back
they
to
would still
it,
go
even
back
if
to
it wasn't
that could be impeached. That could be impeachment-worthy.
Yeah, as a misogyny, as a misogynist, sexist. Got to get racist in there somewhere. So,
well, speaking of racist, this is not the first time he's made comments like this. You remember back when he was running for president the second time in 2008? He ran in 88 the first time. But Biden in 2008 was criticized because someone found a video of him saying, you can't go into a 7-Eleven in Delaware without hearing a slight Indian accent.
Right.
So he's said other things before.
Now, I think that's funny.
He told a guy in a wheelchair to stand up at a rally.
He did do that.
Now, the Indian accent thing, what he's... Now, to me, that's funny. But to a leftist, that's offensive.
Right. It's not politically correct.
Yes, because you're stereotyping, right? But what he was... The joke he was making was...
A lot of Indians
own 7-Elevens.
Sure. Right.
Sure. The thing with Biden is he'll say it, they'll push it away.
Yeah.
They'll find something else.
He told a fella to stand up who was
in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. At an event.
He also tried to recognize someone who was dead.
It was someone's husband.
And then he said, "Oh, God bless his soul."
Yeah.
May he rest in peace or something.
But he also said, "This is what we were saying with Biden, isn't it?" He also said.
Yeah.
Like I said last hour, a gentleman at a rally. He went not at a rally at a campaign stop he made a few months ago. He was like some of the workers at a plant, and the worker asked him a question. He said, "You're full of excrement."
Yeah.
Basically, and I'm just saying, for all they show about President Trump sparring with the media.
Yeah.
Far as I know, President Trump's never in a live press conference called someone a lying dog face.
Yeah.
Right? No, and I know he hasn't.
Yeah.
Now he's gotten personal sometimes, but not near what.
Sure.
So here's the liberal media is wanting to project this image of Joe Biden that is the antithesis to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a child who name calls. Joe Biden is a mature man who will restore dignity to the White
House. Amy Klobuchar said as much about that.
Yeah. Okay. No, I can show you evidence, as we just talked about here, on many occasions where Joe Biden actually says things publicly and to people and insults people in worse ways than President Trump has done.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll see what happens. But that, so we don't know where that expression came from. It may have been made up by Joe Biden.
It's a Bidenism.
The lion, dog face, pony what?
Soldier.
Pony soldier. Okay.
I'd never heard it before, but I'm still young.
All right. Well,
and you'd never heard it.
They didn't like, didn't like the phrase "I'll be back" by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or what was the one with Jack Nicholson with his head through the door?
Oh, The Shining.
What did he say there?
Here's Johnny.
Here's. Yeah. I didn't see.
Could say it like.
I didn't see that movie. I just saw a clip of. But anyway, these are. Sayings from movies that everybody recognizes.
Yes.
All right, Chris, what else you got?
Well, speaking of elections, I'm curious as to whether or not this one will come back into play with the debates they're going to possibly have, albeit virtually in a possible situation. But, you know, President Trump, when he was candidate Trump, ran on a platform that included renegotiating NAFTA. And the reason I bring this up is because starting today, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, is going to be replaced by the USMCA. That's the trade agreement that the Trump administration negotiated with Mexico and Canada. President Trump signed it into law. It updates a lot of the language that was in the 1990s era NAFTA, but it also adds incentives to build cars and trucks in North America. Some people in the upper Midwest are going to be able to start to sell more dairy products into Canada, which is something that NAFTA didn't allow. And these platforms helped Trump at the voting booth back in 2016, and it comes at a time when the Trump administration is trying to revive the economy. So we'll see whether or not these people being able to sell more things and make more things here will go with Trump.
Do the dairy products carry COVID-19?
That I'm not sure of. I would imagine they're being tested, or
the cows.
Perhaps the work. Yeah, on occasion, you do see the weird news article about dogs and cats being tested or being found positive, things of that nature. So I don't know about the dairy industry.
I don't know. What you're asking is this going to help President Trump?
Yeah, I'm curious as to whether or not it will help him. Now, he has a lot of other things right now that are weighing against him.
He does need the economy, Walker.
Yeah.
For a lot of independent voters, I think it would help. It would obviously help President Trump if the economy comes back between now in November, and there's some good signs out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the USMCA, this new trade agreement, basically the new NAFTA.
Is that already official now?
It starts today. Yesterday.
It starts today, okay.
Yeah, it goes into effect today. You know, he renegotiated it, President Trump did, and from my understanding of it, it's pretty good deal for the U.S. It's an improvement from the old NAFTA. So, yeah, it's going to help the U.S. economy and help different sectors in the U.S. economy. So I think it only helps President Trump. And I do think that the economy I tell people it can only go up from here because the past few months have just been horrendous on the economy.
Yeah.
So we can only go up from here. So hopefully within the next few months, President Trump can get the economy back.
Maybe some of these states that are run by Democrat governors will go back into hiding. But the governor of Florida said, we're not going back. We're not shutting everything down again. They say, well, you have a spike in COVID-19 in South Florida in particular.
Right.
And he said, no, we're not requiring, we're not going to have a state mandate for face masks, and also we're not going back to square one on this deal. Huh?
Yeah, going back and shutting businesses down is the worst thing we could do. Yeah. We've learned how horrible that is on the economy and on people's lives. So
also, Walker, the and Chris, the hospitalization rate and the death rate's going way down for COVID-19,
right.
True?
Yes. It's been lopsided for a while, total number of confirmed cases versus deaths. That's not
the hospitalizations. Deaths, by the way, they're learning that not everybody needs to go on a vent anymore.
Right.
Have you ever been seeing this?
Yeah, I saw that.
The vents are actually...
Sometimes they make it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the COVID-19 hospitalization rate, that's really what you need to pay attention to. And also, we should have an expansion of hospital beds now because everybody's been making plans for COVID-19, and we do, to keep from having to shut down the economy again. We have more people. If you do have more people in hospitals, then you just provide more hospital beds, right? Yeah. I know you still need the doctors and nurses to take care of them. By the way, I noticed there was a huge jump in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked back at the rally that they had 3 weeks ago, in three and a half weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Recently.
After the George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get?
Yes.
The fellow who died in Minneapolis by the cop on his neck on his knee. Anyway, did you know they had 60,000 people in Houston at that, I don't know what you would call it.
Gathering.
Gathering, a rally to support George Floyd and to bring, you know, for those people to, you know, Black Lives Matter and all, whatever other messages were being communicated there.
Yeah, I got it.
But there were 60,000, they estimated, people there. And I saw pictures of this is 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they didn't have, many of them didn't have masks, and they certainly weren't social distancing.
Sure,
yeah.
And now there's a huge spike in Houston, Texas. I'm just saying, I wonder, Walker, a lot of these places that are seeing spikes also had massive rallies that we saw on TV a few weeks ago.
Right, yeah. And you wonder why the media is not making a connection between the massive rallies with no social distancing, half the people not wearing masks.
And the spiking going on across the country in numbers, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And why do you think that
they're not
Walker?
Making that? Well, because if they start looking into that, if the media starts actually looking into that, there's the possibility of making a pretty strong connection between the protest and the spike in cases.
Sure. Here's a good example of things not being covered or covered enough. This is, people won't be able to see this here, but Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat in Michigan, she's been in the news for a lot. She joined a protest, and they're obviously, going by the pictures in the video, which you can find easily on a quick internet search, she joined protesters. None of them are social distancing.
She's the only one
wearing a mask. This was a few weeks ago, if it's been that long. This actually says Thursday, June 4th in the Detroit News article. But she's in a huge gathering of people. Virtually no one outside of her and maybe a few others have masks on. They're all huddled around. The reason I bring this up is because earlier this year, she signed an order that increased the fine, which was already substantial, for people that didn't practice social distancing and didn't wear masks.
And yet she's going to a rally where people do neither.
Yeah, and not saying anything about
it. Because it's all about politics.
But the reason cases are going up is because people gathered and went out on Memorial Day.
Right.
And, you know, too many people gathered at a bar.
That may be true, too, but you can't deny when you have tens of thousands of people gathered, as we've had the last few weeks at these marches and rallies.
Yeah.
That if you're going to say those kinds of things are what spreads coronavirus, you can't say it's just. But what the media is saying, many in the media, they're saying what I'm about to say, but they don't say it. It only spreads COVID-19 at a Trump rally,
right,
or a church service,
a church service, but not at these massive gatherings. Now, these were outside, but still, you can't have that many people sweating up against one another, shouting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Many of them are shouting slogans and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, over the weekend, June.
And you know what? I don't have a problem people peacefully marching.
Oh, I don't either.
Whatever their cause.
I'm fine with it.
There's a hypocritical nature there.
It's their First Amendment right, even if I disagree with the cause, to peacefully assemble and to march and to have speakers and whatever they want to do. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's what we're pointing out here. It's the double standard when all the people, the scientists and the doctors and everybody said, the one thing you don't need to do is have mass gatherings.
Yeah.
And then we have huge, massive gatherings for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And these same people who said don't get out don't say anything.
Yeah, to your point, I'm good with gatherings. We have a First Amendment right to do so, no matter our political beliefs. But don't tell me that I can't go to church or a mom and pop shop downtown with two employees and a total of five customers on a busy day can't open. But,
I have Catholic acquaintances that had loved ones pass away. And they weren't like given last rites. People couldn't go to the funeral.
Those are horror stories. No funerals, no weddings, all these things. We're going to enforce that. Thousands of people getting out marching. We're not going to say a word. So it depends on what your politics are, whether or not COVID-19 spreads.
Right. Yeah.
So it
seems to be what they're saying.
There's so much conflicting information out there. Another Democrat, the conflicting information is why people are doing what they want to do when it comes to this kind of thing, I think. Governor Newsom today, the Democrat out in California, who probably wants to be president at some point, he is revising his plans for stay-at-home orders. And one of the weird things that he's quoted as saying today in USA Today is that he says people are more likely to get sick when they are indoors compared with outdoors. But you've been telling people to stay inside and not go anywhere.
He said that?
Yes. So he's
shelter in place?
Yeah, so he's going to look at his public health orders today and take a serious look at the relationship of indoor versus outdoor activities while increasing or tightening things up, as he says. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
This is why people are confused. And this is why you get the weird look when you go into a store and maybe you don't have the same exact kind of mask or face covering on as people would prefer you to have, because it's not a law. In most states, at least.
Yeah, I mean, this is baffling because there's mixed reviews from doctors on what the best route is. And some doctors will say that sitting at home for 3 months is not really good for your body.
Yeah,
it's not good for your health.
Your immune system.
Not good for your immune system. But yet, that's what we're being told to do.
Right. I'm just curious if there's somebody yet that has been outside so much that they've got like the sunburn of the face mask lines. Like I'm waiting on to see that person here at some point.
Well, you know what? When I go out and see somebody with a face mask on, and I would say where we live here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and just been out, I'm going to say 25%, 30% have face mask. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
If I see somebody with a face mask on, I don't get near them. I don't, because I know that they're worried,
right?
And I don't want to create their anxiety. Sure. First of all, I don't want them to get upset with me, like get out of my space, man. Don't you see I got a face mask on?
Right.
I'm worried about COVID-19, and so I want to respect their space. Don't want them to feel like I don't care, right? But for most of us, we're still practicing social distancing, which is what they all say is the most important thing,
right?
Is stay 6 feet apart, right? So for people who aren't wearing face masks, I think the vast, vast majority of those people are still practicing social distancing, washing your hands, hand sanitizer, those stay away from massive gatherings of people. So I don't think people who wear face masks should necessarily judge people who don't wear face masks as you don't care.
Right.
Yes.
You're seeing some of that face mask shaming like Brent got the other day at the convenience store.
Yeah. I went to eat at a restaurant here in Tupelo on Sunday, and this is before the mask order went into effect here in the city of Tupelo. But inside the restaurant, the mask must have been like a policy, wear one if you feel like it kind of thing inside the restaurant. The manager preparing food behind the counter was not wearing a mask, okay? The young lady who took my order was wearing a mask, but she didn't have her nose covered, which
there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
That is the half-hearted mask wear.
Right.
Yeah.
What they're saying is, I'm wearing a mask because I have to, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling it halfway down so I can.
And then there were other people with full cover.
The other day, Dr. Fauci was testifying before either the Senate or the House earlier this week, but he wore his mask during the entire testimony. And then he thought the cameras cut off, and he stood up and took his mask off.
Yeah.
You mean when he was through?
When he was through speaking. And I'm thinking, whoa, why did you just take your mask off if wearing a mask is supposed to be the end-all, be-all?
Right.
And then you're taking it off.
Hey,
Allison,
my wife, said, listen, we want to keep, if you want to keep, quit letting all these, they're letting all these prisoners out across the country in the name of COVID-19
and
spreading it in the prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, here's our answer. Wear a mask. Give all the prisoners who you're going to let out to roam free mask.
And lock down in your cell.
And have shelter in cell.
It's true.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Prison should be the safest place.
Yeah.
Social distancing.
All right, Chris, what else you got,
my friend? Well, I do want to mention this real quick. You mentioned you used the phrase end-all, be-all, or end-all. Yeah. It's interesting. When he went to a Senate hearing in—
When who did?
Dr. Fauci. When he appeared at a Senate hearing last month, he was heavily criticized by Dr. Rand Paul as saying, or Senator Rand Paul as saying, you know, I don't think you're the end-all, be-all. We should go with other people here and get a second opinion. To which Fauci said, and I quote, I've never said that I was the end-all voice on this. Why we still go with everything he says to determine football season and all these other things, I'm not sure. But what makes it even more murkier, if that's the correct word to use, back in February, Fauci himself said, skip masks and wash hands.
Oh, yeah,
hands.
We played that. Yeah. It was in March, I think.
I mean, he's been all over the place.
Yeah.
We got that to go. All right. I do want to mention this. What's a big pet peeve for you guys in terms of other people driving, like things you see them doing behind the wheel that just kind of...
Going too slow. Yeah, drives me crazy.
What about you, Tim?
People driving? What's my pet peeve? I'm not one to talk.
Okay.
I've had a couple of major accidents the last couple of years.
Well, the reason I bring it up, I know some people...
Getting in my way. For other automobiles that get in my way and cause me to have an accident, which makes it not my fault.
There you go.
Then, although the insurance company didn't understand that, I would say that's the problem. So get out of my way.
Okay. I know a lot of people that don't like seeing other people using their phones when they're behind the wheel. The reason I brought this up is apparently today new cell phone driving laws are going into effect in three states, all of which we have listeners in, Idaho, Indiana, and South Dakota. In Indiana, for example, they've got a new statute that says a driver can be stopped by police, fined up to $500, and potentially lose their license for having a phone in their hand while driving, regardless of whether the phone is being used. Similar tactics.
You don't have to have a phone in your hand anymore. You just put your phone. You put it on speakerphone. That's what I do. Or people use Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You don't. I agree. It's distractive to try to use your phone up to your ear while you're driving. So just put it on speakerphone or put it on Bluetooth.
Yeah. Right? We used to have a PSA here in Mississippi, and it might still air. But during college baseball season, one of the former coaches, who's now an athletic director at a university here. He had a PSA that was warning against texting while driving. And according to the PSA, if you're going like 55 or more or faster, it would, and you're texting behind the wheel and you hit the brakes, it would take you the time to run the bases to come to a complete stop. Something to that effect, like just to kind of put things into perspective on how dangerous it is.
Well, we're about out of time, so I don't have time to test that theory. Chris,
you don't want to run.
We don't have any bases here for me to run.
In other news, Tokyo Disney is opening. COVID-19 is not apparently hampering.
Tokyo?
Tokyo Disney. It's reopening after 4 months of being closed.
So if we want to go to Disney, we fly to Tokyo.
Yeah, but wear a mask or maybe not. I don't know. Do whatever floats your mask wearing opinion.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you,
Walker. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Brent Creeley for running the controls for us today. Fred Jackson, Abraham Hamilton III, who you can hear this afternoon on the Hamilton Corner at 5:05 here on American Indeed. Family Radio. What's today, Wednesday? So tomorrow's Thursday, and we'll see you back here then. Have a great day.